episode 163 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Laura. Every now and then, we like to introduce you to one of Outlander Travel's amazingly talented and knowledgeable agents, other than ourselves, of course. And we have seen quite a bit of growth this year. So over the next few weeks, you'll hear from some of our newer agents and learn what brought them into the industry and what sorts of vacations they can help you plan. Today, we are very excited to welcome one of our newest Disney-focused agents, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hi.
So just a little bit about Anna to start with. She's always enjoyed traveling. Annual family vacations were always very important. These trips consisted mostly of visits to the North and South Carolina coasts, but have included some trips to New York, California, Disneyland, and numerous trips to Walt Disney World. Since having children of her own, she's developed a passion for not only visiting Walt Disney World, but for planning trips there as well for others. After planning multiple trips of her own and assisting friends and family with their trips, she's decided to make a career of travel planning. Anna loves traveling with her husband and three children, and values the importance of family vacations and the lasting memories they create. So, our favorite question.
This reminds me of my bio when I got started. It's funny. Yeah.
It is terribly familiar.
Except take out New York and put Pittsburgh. See what
gosh,
I did there?
She's already gotten it. Like, we're not even, like, 2 minutes in, and it's already in. So, Anna, one of our favorite questions to ask, and we've all answered this at various points on the podcast, is what is your most treasured vacation memory? It could be with your current family, with your family, you know, your past family, friends, whatever. Yeah.
One of my very favorite vacations was actually when I was a little girl, and my father took my sister and I to California. It was our very first trip to California. We went to Disneyland, Laguna Beach. I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Nice.
It was absolutely amazing. We went for about a week and a half. I think we were gone, roughly. It was pretty amazing.
Did you go to Disneyland? I didn't hear you.
We did. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, we did go to Disneyland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the heart of the matter, right?
How old were you on that trip?
I was 10.
Okay.
So was that your first Disney park, or had you been to Disney World before?
We had been to Disney World with my mother a couple of times.
Okay.
That was my first trip out to California, that far west, and to Disneyland.
That's so awesome. So which do you like better, Walt Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World.
You'll learn.
Well, I haven't been in a really long time, so.
When you went the first time, did they have California Adventure?
No, she said she was 10. How old do you think she is?
I don't know.
16?
Well, California Adventure's been there since the early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
So she could be.
She thinks so.
Okay, I don't know how old she is. I think she's younger than me.
She thinks you're in your 20s. So,
there you go.
Okay. So not a millennial. Got it.
Yeah. So you do not. So you don't remember. You have not visited California Adventure then.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Nope.
So what is it about Disney? What draws you to the Disney destinations?
I knew you were going to ask me this question.
Well, because I told you.
Maybe this one would get skipped.
We do actually prepare for these podcasts.
I do, but all of my answers sound kind of cheesy.
Oh, that's okay.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah. I couldn't think of a way to describe it without sounding cheesy. I love the way.
Go ahead.
I love the way when you step into Disney, it's like it transports you to just la la land. Everything's, you can't be sad in Disney. It's just happy and you're a big kid again. And I think I enjoy it more than my kids do. It's, yeah. I don't know. It just,
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure Sandy enjoys it more than her kids.
Well, I don't know. My daughter is like really coming along. I think it's a, you can suspend disbelief. That's one way Elizabeth described it to me back in her librarian days. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you get immersed in, like, the fact that there are no clocks in Magic Kingdom. There's no TVs. You know, there's, I mean, now people have their phones and stuff, so you kind of know what's going on in the outside world. But I don't look at the news when I'm there. I don't, you know, I mean, I just kind of let myself get immersed and just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. My ex-husband was a huge Disney fan. Huge Disney fan. And we used to, when we'd walk into Main Street through the gates, right there at the town square, he'd go, "Breathe deep. Even the air feels different here."
And for the people who can't see this, Laura's rolling her eyes. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel that way too. So, well, which park is your favorite?
I like Magic Kingdom.
Yeah?
I do. I love Magic Kingdom.
But you
I love
can't
castle.
You can't drink unless you're at, like, be our guest.
Okay, so we do not only drink. That's not all we do. Yeah, we can enjoy the magic without that.
That's true. You can always, like, drink at some of the monorail resorts first. And then, then go in there. So when was the last time you were there? Were you there this past year?
I was there in June.
Okay.
With my husband and kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. We went back in June.
So how was that summer trip?
It was good. It wasn't quite as hot. I think we had a lot of overcast weather, so I was really worried that it was just going to be...
Yeah,
just sweltering hot. But like I said, we had a lot of overcast skies, so that really helped it not be quite so wretched hot. We did get a good bit of rain every day, but we threw on our rain jackets and forged forward. So it was great. We had a great time.
Do you have any tips to share for people who are going in those summer crazy busy months? Did you learn anything?
We get there early. We noticed that the rain didn't start till like later in the afternoon. So I would get there early so you could get in as much park time as possible, without the rain. We went back to the resort most days for a little while and just kind of ride out a little bit of the rain, let everybody take a breather. And then we'd go back late afternoon, early evening. We might have to ride out a little bit more rain at that point, but we kind of spent the heavier parts of that, like at the resort, just kind of taking a breather.
Where did you guys stay?
We stayed this time at Caribbean Beach.
Okay. Now, so there's a lot of construction going on there. Did that mess with you? Or?
Yes. Yeah. That was, I didn't super love that.
Yeah.
I think my biggest issue with that was just that everything at that main area, the dining, just that whole main area was closed.
Yeah.
So we weren't, they did have like some tents set up with food and drinks and, you know, so you could still, you know, eat, but it just wasn't, wasn't the same. It was,
so they were tents?
Convenience, but.
Like,
yes, well, massive tent.
Wow. Yeah. I wasn't picturing that though.
So sort of like semi-permanent tents, like huge.
Yes,
like,
it was. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I'm picturing glamping or water or something.
I actually didn't know that's how they were handling it. Yeah. So would you say that you had a full food court experience or was it super, super limited?
No, it was more limited. It was not a full food court experience. Definitely not. I mean, there was we didn't really, honestly, because of that, we really didn't eat there.
Mm-hmm.
We just mainly went up there for drinks, coffee, a snack, and that was it.
Yeah.
We didn't have any actual meals at the resort.
It's interesting because I think the construction is such a weird thing because for some people, they'll look at you and say, well, we never eat at the resort anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Right.
But I think it sort of surprises you how much you do eat at the resort.
Or when it comes to shop, when you're inconvenienced at all, how much you would appreciate it not being that
right.
way or not yeah. walking so far for something or, you know, you need to buy
right.
like a six pack or something like that, you know.
Not that you would do that.
But. So I have another question about this resort because I've toured it, but I haven't stayed there. So you have a family of five. Were you guys in one mm-hmm. room or did you do two rooms?
We did one and had the pull down.
Okay.
Murphy bed.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's one of the renovated yeah. rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how yeah. did that feel? What did it feel? Have you been to like Riverside, Port Orleans Riverside at all?
Yes. That's actually my family's favorite.
Yeah.
That's my husband favorite and kids, yeah. but absolutely love it.
So how was it compared to that? Because that's my go-to. I'm always there.
I like the feel of Riverside better. We're just more partial to that. The rooms were, it was basically the exact same room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a different theme.
Yeah, but motif. Yeah.
The layout, everything was the same.
Okay. I like the pool of the Caribbean beach better.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
They do have, like, cannons.
They have a more fun. Splash pad yeah. thing, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys use the pool?
We did.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, the one time I stayed at Caribbean Beach, the pools were actually being renovated. So that's the one part that I haven't experienced. Everything else was open, but the pools were being renovated. And supposedly the hot tub was supposed to be open, which is actually the only reason I booked it. Because I was like, as long as the hot tub will be open, I will be okay. But it was broken. So I was yeah. I was very yeah. sad camper. Yeah.
Yeah. We, super sad. We played it. We played at the pool.
Yeah. Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So then we talked about what your favorite park was, right? It was Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Favorite.
Yes.
What is the favorite attraction then?
At that park.
It can be at any park. Your very favorite Disney World attraction.
Okay, I have to just name one.
I know, that's how I feel too.
There is no right answer, Soren.
It's really hard.
There's no right answer except Soren.
Well, In my favorite park in Magic Kingdom, I love Haunted Mansion.
That's a good one.
I love it. I know all the words when we walk in. I can say it right along with the ghost host. My family laughs at me. It's my favorite. Non-roller coaster type ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter and I love Space Mountain.
Ugh.
Good throw.
Space Mountain. You know, the older I get, the more roller coasters bother me and make me feel sick. And Space Mountain's one of those. I want to be in the front car, you know, because if I end up in the yes. back, I feel like I've just gotten beaten up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, for Big Thunder Mountain, I do want to be in the back because that one is really fun in the back.
That one will beat you up too, though.
Oh my God, but it's so much fun. It's just not as crazy. I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm going to get my head chopped off in Space Mountain or something, you know, because you can't see where the stuff. And if you ever ride through it, like when the lights are on, like if you go on the people
close.
Mover, yeah, you look at it, you're like, holy moly. No. Yeah.
So my assignment for you, Miss Anna, is to go back to Disneyland and experience the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. Because
I'll do it.
Yeah. Because it is different. But if you are a fan, you must do it.
And Pirates too.
Yeah.
Pirates is different.
Just take the credit card.
That's my husband's favorite.
Yeah. We need to go to Disneyland. I haven't been in a couple years.
Yeah. That's when we should have our agency meeting.
There we go. Well, wait, I want to ask another attraction question. Did you ride anything in Pandora? Did you guys get to do that?
Yes. I did the boat ride. I did not do Flight of Passage.
Really?
Did you chicken out?
I told you about that. I kind of had a panic attack on that ride.
Really? Did you wait all the way through it and sit down and then decide not to?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I get very claustrophobic.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a fear of heights.
Oh, my goodness.
So something about when those paddles came in, mm-hmm. I started to feel like I couldn't breathe. I can ride pretty much any ride in Disney. So I really was looking forward to that one. And I don't know, I might try it again one of these days. We'll see.
Yeah. I will say I do not discredit panic attacks. And yes, you had told me that story, but I wanted you to share because I do think that, you know, people don't talk about that as much, but
yeah.
I am curious with all that in mind. Do you regret it? Do you regret that you didn't ride it?
Kind of, because I just hear everybody just sing its praises and how much fun they had. Even Kristen, you know, when she was in Disney last, she They wrote it and loved it. Yeah.
Did your family?
Everybody loves it.
Did they ride it?
My husband and my 15-year-old rode it. My 15-year-old said it was the best ride mm-hmm. in all of Disney, hands down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My kids felt the same way. Yeah.
My younger two children, when I had a panic attack, I think I scared them. Uh-huh. And they ended up exiting as well. Oh. I think it kind of freaked me out a little bit when I got scared. So I think my daughter would do it with my husband and my oldest.
So how old are the other two?
My daughter is 12 and my younger son is 9.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, they'll go back.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Now you have to. No, I am curious because I do know other people who have said that they had trouble with it. And I think it is the one thing about that ride is it's a little bit, it's unknown. I mean, especially now with it being new, as it's been out longer, you'll hear more and more about it. But, you know, when people first start saying, oh, well, they, you know, close these paddles down on you, it sounds way worse than it is. But if you're already in that mindset of, I'm going to be trapped.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember when we sat down on it, we both went, oh, is that it? Because we were expecting to be squished, you know?
Well, and I had heard so much from people who are, you know, like people of size who were not able to ride it. And a lot of the preview time, it seems like the cast members just were very quick to give up and say, oh, you don't fit, you know, and people were getting booted off. And then I think as time went on, they realized just adjust your legs, move forward a little bit, you know, and a lot more people have been successful riding it. And they also put that test seat out there. So that's more of what I was worried about. Not that I knew, I mean, I figured if Elizabeth could ride it, I could ride it because we're about the same size.
The same build, yeah.
But, yeah. So I wasn't like too concerned. I was a little concerned for my son because he's like 6'4" and a big kid. So, but he was fine. There was no, you know, even moving around for him. So
Disney was accused of, you know, not considering all body types, but I don't think that's a very Disney typical thing. I mean, you know, certainly not all rides fit all people, but, yeah, it's actually, I do hope you get a chance to try it again, Anna, because I totally see why you would panic and I completely respect that. But I think, you know, a couple of deep breaths and understanding
here's
that.
Here's what you do.
You're pretty flexible.
When you're walking past Tiffin's, just go in and have a drink at the bar. Cause the bar is pretty amazing too. And Tiffin's too. So that would be pretty cool. And then you're going to be all nice and mellow. Just go with us.
Yeah. Don't wait too long after that drink, though, because it is an intense ride. You don't want to see that drink again.
Yeah, just one drink. Not two drinks, one drink. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my husband said. It was intense.
Yeah.
So so you said that you got into travel, into this particular area of travel because you enjoy planning trips. Can you talk a little bit about the planning process and what you enjoy and why you find people come to you for that process with Disney? I think we know what Disney planning involves, but I'd like to hear from you.
Right. I think I like just the, I like doing the research. I like learning about different things. For example, I have not myself attended the Christmas party, and I have a client that's going next month and she's attending the Christmas party. So, you know, I was looking at tips and, you know, just all kinds of different things, you know, about the Christmas party. You know, I enjoy that aspect of it. And I think people see how excited I get when I talk about it.
Well, you're a fan.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a big fan. Yeah. And, you know, I think people just assume that, oh, ask Anna. She knows. She loves Disney. Yeah. Just ask Anna.
Are you finding that it's hard sometimes to not push your favorites on people and make sure you're,
Yes. Yes. That's one thing I'm also learning is, it's not my vacation.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's something I like and I want doesn't mean that everybody else is going to like that and want that as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something to get you that, you know, I have to get used to and I'm still getting used to.
One of the biggest things I learned is not to gasp at the price because some people do not care what the price is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all value things a little differently.
Yeah.
So, but that's, yes. I mean, I think the Christmas party is a good example. The Christmas party doesn't work for every family.
Right.
Because it's an expensive add-on. But, you know, if you are a Christmas person and then it's the perfect add-on. Whereas I have not gone to the Christmas party either, but I've been to the Halloween party 3 times. Mm-hmm. They cost about the same. So it's not a price thing. It's just what, you know, what interests you and where you want to.
And I'm not exactly a big, huge Christmas person or a big, huge Disney person. My husband was a big, huge Disney person. But I surprised him once, and he came home from work, and we went to Disney for the weekend for our anniversary. And a friend of ours paid for us to go to the Christmas party, and it still was my favorite thing.
Yeah, so, like, one time we went to Disney for our 15th anniversary, which also happened to be my 40th birthday, because my birthday is in 1971, which is, happens to be the year that Disney World opened. So every milestone, I'm like, ooh, we're turning 50. Ooh, you know, so, yeah, so we went that one year and I wanted to do the party for the senses at the food and wine festival. And that was really expensive. And for just me and my husband, it wasn't, yeah, I don't know if I'd do it again. I wish I had taken that money and just eaten around the world and drank as much as we wanted over a couple days. We could have done that over like 3 days for what we paid for that one thing. But yeah, I'm glad I did it. It was, you know, it's just,
yeah,
there's a lot of good options. Lots of cool stuff you can try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And there are certain favorites that I think we can all have and push on everybody, but I think sometimes resort, preferences and, and you know, one of my favorite stories about Anna was she was a client before she was a, an agent, and she panicked about 2 weeks before a trip and was like, I don't like this resort. And now it's her favorite resort. Yeah.
Which one was it? Port Orleans or, oh yeah. Yeah.
I had not stayed there and my travel agent suggested it. And I was like, I don't know. All right, we'll give it a try. And I told her when we got back, loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And some of that was price point. I mean, we were looking at some deluxe resorts. I mean, and that would have been wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, having to, that's the art of being a travel agent, I think, is realizing. And you know, I will say when she called me panicking, I panicked as well because she's going to hate it. Oh no, I picked poorly.
I think the only time you would, I would be more concerned if people wanted deluxe and you put them in value or something, you know what I mean? Like switching categories like that would be more of a concern because I think you can set your expectations around whichever resort. Although I do have people who, like I have someone right now at Grand Floridian and she was very concerned about like what room and da 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 and they wanted to request their room. And I get that a lot. And I'm like, okay, set your expectations. You can request it, but it's just a request. If you don't have a preferred room, you're not going to get, like, unless you have paid for the room that says park viewing,
right?
You're not going to get, you know, like they're not just going to put you there. And so, you know, it's a lot of just like setting expectations, knowing what to, and people are not in their room so much anyway. So,
yeah.
I think
the internet is our enemy too, because I do believe that a lot of that panic came from looking at old pictures that were posted from before renovations, before this, before
or
that.
Too much research. People get.
And I will say, I look at some old pictures of the Disney resorts and I'm like, really? That's what it looked like? And people loved that?
That's like looking at pop rooms
that's
now compared to what they're having, you know, they're like the new rooms are going to look like.
I looked at old pictures of Port Orleans before it was, that's what I did.
Were they like Dixie Landing pictures or something?
they weren't, but they were close. Yeah, they were close.
So I did panic.
Yeah. But and it's funny because she shared the pictures that she was looking at with me. I was like, I was just there and I don't remember the rooms looking like that. But you know, you're not in every single room.
Right.
And so you're thinking, okay, well maybe some of the buildings are off.
Yeah.
But no, it was just old pictures. It's just old pictures. And you just have to be really careful with that. And, I think that's such a big part of our process. And I know, especially Anna having been through it herself now, I know that it will be, it's ingrained. Once you sort of almost make that mistake or make this mistake. And we have a mutual friend who went through a similar thing. You were talking about the, don't put a deluxe client in a moderate. And we did that because they really wanted deluxe, but they really wanted to pay moderate. Mm-hmm. And the second they got there, they wanted to, and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't because of cost. So what are some of your bigger goals for your travel career? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Anna?
Oh, well, I'm hopefully doing more than just Disney. I love Disney, and I like that this is kind of a jumping off point for me. And right now I'm okay with that being my focus. While I'm kind of getting my feet wet and learning the business, but I want to learn more and do more. And I'm okay where I am right now, but I want to expand. Awesome. And do more.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there's
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. There's a whole big world out there. So yeah.
There is.
That's great.
No. And now that my kids are getting a little bit older, I'd like to get out and explore it some more.
Mm-hmm. You have some soccer.
A little bit easier.
You have soccer fans in your family, right?
We do. Yes. Huge soccer fans.
So we have to work on that England trip for sure. Yeah. You got to get the family over to England.
Yes,
yeah,
that has already been. Yes, that has been brought up a few times.
Next step. And really, that's very close to Disneyland Paris. So,
yeah, all research. Yeah.
Yes. I like where you're at.
I'm here for you. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much to Anna for joining us. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or you can search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Sandy, Laura, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!